Thank you, choir. Let's greet each other. Jesus is the Christ. You are the God's pride. I don't compromise for the faith. So we have received the message title, The God's Pride, the Gospel Movement of Three Young Men. I'd like to introduce some people, two people. Let's look at the Satan's strategy. It's very smooth. First, it was the Nebuchadnezzar. He's a king. When I think about this king and heard about this king, I think of my brother, Pastor Tim. I'm not talking about his this king or anything like that. When we went to the international school, then they had this skit. I think Pastor Tim was in fifth grade and I was in kindergarten, I believe. I still remember this. There was Daniel and three friends, and then the story of this king Nebuchadnezzar, and then this Daniel and his friends. He was so skinny and so short. He was wearing this crown. He was actually playing the role of a king. Now I was so surprised. He's not the brother I know. I was just shocked that he could actually play in front of people. Daniel! Like that. And then at that time, no one changed it. Daniel, I'm going to put you in the fire, in the pit, and stuff like that. He got this high pitch, and then he was so skinny. Then when I always think of Tim when I heard about the king Nebuchadnezzar. Now, in the Bible, this king is actually great. That's very powerful king back then. What kind of king was he? Daniel 2. Then actually he dreamed a dream that he couldn't interpret. So he called all these people who would be smart enough. If you can't really interpret my dream, I will cut into pieces and you will be the food of animals. And then no one could. But because of God's grace, God's wisdom, Daniel actually could solve it. And then Daniel actually interpreted his dream, and this is the answer of King. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell prostrate before Daniel and paid him honor and ordered that an offering and incense be presented to him. The king said to Daniel, "Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and the revealer of mysteries, for you were able to reveal this mystery." This king, look at that king, the God of Daniel's, and then he even said, this God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings. So he actually accepted all this. So your God is true God. There are many gods, but he is the best. Now, you might really think that he, oh, this person might really believe, finally. But Daniel 3, 1 to 2. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold. He even confessed that there is a true God, but what did he do? For him, he actually created the image of gold. And then to bow down before the image, and then everyone was called by this king. So what kind of situation are we in? So he believes that there is God, but in himself, there is some other idols. God is the greatest God. He knows that. But in himself, there is still some other gods and idols remaining. So in his mind, there is not only God, but there are some other things remaining. This is what we call the compromise. It's not there's only God. So there is some more images. So we might really think that we just glorify God. But there are some other gods remaining in themselves. This is not something that was really imprinted by Satan. Satan will just give it pressured. So that your children will be your idol. Or your family will be your idol. Or the finances may become your idol, or knowledge. Or the cultures may become, or the country, or all this pleasure. For through something, then Satan will just give you the pressure. Who's gonna create their own idols? Then that's yourself, actually. God is great. He is the top. If you will love him the most, you will really worship him. I really live for the sake of for my God. You pray, you worship, but there are the things that is still remaining in yourself. That's the same strategy. If you keep compromising, then it will be finally mixed all together, then the God will be less powerful, and the idols will be more powerful. The Nebuchadnezzar is really like that. But when you really look at yourself, and then many times that you are really like this, I love God the most, but I still have the idols. And all the time, from the environment, from the world, from the people, from all these worries, you will receive all this. So I really hope that only God remains. But I still need this one. I still have to do this. What should I do? So this person is doing it. Or my parents are really doing it. Maybe it will be okay. Maybe if they do, and they still have lots of answers, and they're successful. But little by little, all these idols is coming enter into yourself. This is what we call the compromise. So this king is actually in the Satan's satanic strategy. What about you? And what about all these three young men who were the God's pride? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How exactly did they do not to compromise themselves? Daniel 1:17. To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. These four people, it really says that they have received the knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. When I read that scripture, I really thought that it would be just a worldly book, but not really. So God really gave them the power so that they can actually understand the word. That's why God will really give them that wisdom. Not to be successful in this world. How exactly do we really have? And do we really know God? What does this mean? So all this power to really understand this whole thing is really given by God. So all these three people actually had the power so that they don't really compromise with anything. What did the Bible say? You shall not make an image of God other than the God. When they believed. Regardless of the situation, we shouldn't really worship idols. So Daniel had really received the God's strength to do that. So we always try to work on all these problems outside and then try to do something with the external things. First and most, you have to change your internal things. How? By the word of God. Those people who will enter into the seminary school, and it is good for you to break down all the idols. How can they not be compromised? Daniel 1. Then Daniel returned to his home and explained the matter to his friend Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He urged them to plead to mercy from the God of heaven concerning this mystery. So Daniel actually right away went back to his house, and then he really talked to the three friends. So that Daniel is the person of prayer. There are lots of pastors in Korea, and he will be like kneeling down and pray. Daniel, who really prayed, then actually went to these three people. So that means that these three people also will really do know about the power of the prayer. Everybody is really dying, then we should really pray. Through the prayer, we can actually change internally. So that the only God will remain. Then all other things will be really. So they could really enjoy the secret of prayer. Then they can actually confess. 3:16-18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. What does that mean? You don't really have to talk about and try to prove your right to in the world, because from the beginning they don't really talk to the world. In the world, this is that, this is that, so what? So you don't really live for all these worldly things. That's why I don't really have to answer your question. Even though he was really facing to death, he was actually standing in front of God. Then clearly he said, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is about to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we'll not serve your gods or worship the image of God you have set up. Among themselves, then they don't really have the idols. Only God remains. And then that's what they actually confessed. You don't even have to say that to Satan. You don't really have to show that to the non-believers in front of God. So other than us, then we don't really need the idols in ourselves. Let this. So just like Jesus, he really brought all these disciples. There was Moses, and also So only all these people were actually gone, but only Christ has really remained. Daniel 3:28-29. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angels and rescued his servants. They trusted in him, defeated the king's command, and were willing to give up lives rather than serve or worship any except their own God." If you don't really compromise, then people will know the God that you really trust. There's no other God like that. When they really look at you, then really you don't really believe in anything else but this God. You only believe in this God. What does that mean? So when we really look, they look really look at your faith, and then they can only see the God. If you have some other motives, so because of this kind of situation, God will really give us. So that it's confession. So because of this, because of that, it will be really like that. No, only God can receive that grace. So in ourselves, there is God, but there is other God, idols. I believe in God, but isn't there anything that I believe in? And there are many things happen in Japan. And Christianity is just one of the lots of religious group. Then I will pick one of them. But when we really look into their life, but there's nothing, no difference with all other people. The compromising spirituality and spiritual life then they will easily fall down. Then they will really listen to every single things if they really get. But spiritually, they might really have a lot of issues. We live by our faith. So Habakkuk 3:2, it says, the righteous man will live with the mouth. With faith. And throughout this week, you will have to look into yourself. Of course, I love God. There may be something entered. Then you really have to get rid of that based on that. With the God's word, with the prayer. You always have to confess to God that please let God to receive all the glories. This is something that you really have to tell them. Same thing with church. Maybe it's better for us to really be in the flow of the world so that we can actually bring all the people here. But you shouldn't compromise. You should really remember. So every day, that you really have to know that God's rule. You are the God's. So you shouldn't really make any other idols. If you have 3 to 4 generations, will be really cursed. And God really is giving you all this power so that you can actually work on it. So if you really pray in yourself, only God will remain. So this kind of moment should be really taking place. Because of this and that, I can actually could evangelize. Not the church where the only God receives that. So which means that those people who really enter into the seminary school, so it's not really comparable with anything else. It is the greatest time for you. And like Japan, lots of idols are here. Then lots of, in each person, they have the idols. But just like the light, you'll be shining. Then when they really look at you, only God is the answer. So God really gave you that beginning to you. You grab hold onto the covenant and bless you to really keep praying. Let's pray. We will not deceive by the satanic strategy. And please get rid of all these obstacles throughout. Then only this make this walk of faith that only God remains. Let us pray.